tried to look into some sort of the Daf today, Daf Ches, centered around the Mishnah about the end of the Mishnah. That's actually the last part of the Mishnah of Daf Beis about Shochet Chayav Op B'Yom Tov. What we're going to do is we're going to try to go through the Daf, and we're not going to learn through the Daf, but sort of try to give some kind of framework to just cover the different issues and to some extent. Didn't end up going into great depth in any of the issues. There are a bunch of them there, but we're going to try to just lay out the what there is. So Mishnah Daf Beis said Hashochet Chayav Op B'Yom Tov. So he shecht a beast, bird on Yantiv, Beishamim Yachpor Medeker Vichaseh, Beisilim Loishchot Adam Kenhel, Alpar Muchan Vidood Yom. Okay, so if Machokes, Beishamai, and Beisilil, if you have to do the mitzvah Kisui Adam, right, if you shecht, what's the pasuk? How does it start? Anyway, when you kiyatsud, you say chayav. If you hunt a wild animal, which is a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, not a cow, but rather a deer, or a bird, so you have to kisui adam. You have to cover the blood. It's something against Avodah Zarah. So again, if you shecht it on yantiv, you have to cover the blood as well. So the question is, what do you do? You're not allowed to, right? There are a couple issues which we'll discuss about problems with covering blood on yantiv. You have to use dirt to dig it out. So that's a problem. In any case, so what do you do? So Bishamai say, Yachor v'degi v'chaz, Bishamai say, you take your shovel, dig up the dirt and cover the blood. That's what they seem to say. Beisil omrim, lo yishchot elim ken hayala, afar mukhan v'odiyom. Beisil say, no, you have to have dirt that's prepared from Erev Yontiv, and only then could you do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. However, Beisham and Beisil both admit that if you did shecht, that you could dig and cover the blood. And then the last cryptic part of the Mishnah says she'efer kira muhan hu, as the ashes in the fireplace or in the stove are considered muhan, they're considered ready and available to do kisui adam, which is a little confusing. The Mishnah seems to have confused afar, which is dirt, with afer, which is ashes. They're two different things, seemingly. So I was going to ask, what does this actually mean? Okay, so in terms of the actual machlokas, the basic machlokas Beisham and Beisilo, what are we talking about? The first part of the Gemara deals with that is in Dav Zayin and Amud Beis, and it sort of deals with the question of what is the situation. It's not clear whether it's the Chatkila or the Eved. On the one hand, it says Hashochet, which sounds like it's B'dieved. If one did shecht, then what do you do? On the other hand, Beisil say don't shecht unless, which indicates that Beishamai said you could shecht even if you don't have those circumstances. The Gemara ends up saying that really it's a question of what do you advise a person to do. So a person comes to Beis and he says, should I shecht? So according to Beishamai say, go shecht and do kisui adam. Beisil say don't shecht unless you have dirt prepared. Okay, so that's in general. Now we get to where it gets a little tricky. So what are we talking about? Nonetheless, if you did shecht, so you could cover, you could do kisui adam. So the question is, so what seems to be the case is that at the end of the day, everybody holds that you could really dig up the dirt and do kisui adam if you actually shechted the animal. Whereas at the end of the day, really there's a machlokas what you do lechatchila, but b'dieved, the mitzvah of kisui adam overrides whatever isurim are involved in getting that afar, which is required to do kisui adam. So the Gemara mitigates this concept. It's not really that, it's not really you could go and dig out, dig a pit and cover the dam. You already had the shovel in the ground. So the shovel's in the ground, it's all ready to go, and now you can pick it up and cover the blood. Aye, the Hakka Tisha, well, the ground is still it's hard. If you're going to pull it out, you're going to break up the ground, which is, presumably, this is an issue of Harisha or Tocha. In any case, something which is a real malacha, so it's a real problem. So it's ground that's already broken up, so that's not a problem. It's soft ground, or it's granular, so you can just pull it out. V'hakavid guma. Finally, we have another problem that you're making. You're digging a hole. Rabbi Abba, dem Rabbi Abba, chofer guma b'shabbos, seino tzarech l'afra, patur aleha. So, right, so Rabbi Abba says, if you dig a hole and you really just need the dirt, you're patur on digging the hole, also known as I'm not digging a hole, I just need some dirt. So I don't need the actual melacha, so then that's patur. Of course, as we know.
So why do we say it only?
Because you need that tchina.
The concept of harisha is breaking up the dirt, right? This is called harisha before the zorayan.
Rashi is talking.
Right,
what Rashi says on the bottom of the belly.
Yeah, no, so
that's good.
What
you need. You need the tchina.
No, of course.
The concept of harisha is also, there's the harish. There are two chorish. There's a chorish before you plant and after you plant. But in any case, that's also very much breaking up the same concept. So what's the bottom? The bottom line is the only problem, right? So the heter in the Mishnah is very limited. Seems to be according to the Gemara here. Now, there's no problem of chorish because it's like, see, think about sand. It's like sand already. He's just picking it up. There's no problem. The only problem you might have is chofer guma. So there, we're going to say it's malach shenet shel gufa is usually pater of alasur. So because of simchas yantiv or the mitzvah of kisui adam, we're going to say that you're allowed to violate that, the pater of alasur of malach shenet shel gufa, in order to do kisui adam. So that's.
But for the avid, it's not a question because of simchas yantiv. It's a kiyum of mitzvah kisui adam. Once you shacked it already.
Right.
There's no knas.
Okay.
If you ate it, right?
So,
you can eat
without kisui adam. So you don't need the kisui adam. So no, it's only the kiyum, the mishum kiyum mitzvah kisui adam.
To complete the reason I said that is because that is, I guess, we'll get a little more into this, but why do Beis Shammai say you could do a chatchila?
Right.
The chatchila you could do it because of simchas yantiv. Right. And again, it's the same heter of doing a melacha shenet shel gufa. Why can you do that? Beis Shammai say because of simchas yantiv you could do melacha shenet shel gufa, and Beis Hillel say only b'dieved. So why b'dieved? Because of, so that is for the mitzvah of kisui adam, right? Because you're ready. You got your simchas yantiv. You don't, even if you didn't cover it, you'd still be eating. Right. Okay. So that's a sort of limited, little bit of a limited heter. That we're talking about actually doing kisui adam. Turns out you can really only do it in a very specific situation where you have the shovel in the ground. The ground is already soft, and that's how you could do it.
Which is all very interesting because further on the Gemara, the Beis Hillel is making a lot of things about moving your ladders around and making things that here it's the opposite. The
Yep, so we'll get to that. That's another central part of the sugya.
So in other words, this mole is also a pigush for the relation.
Right, l'chayra, it is, focus, and I think Rabbeinu Tam is not, but...
I don't know, I'm just...
Yeah, but it seems to be... That's how the... If you flip to the Rosh, I think that's how the Rosh describes it. Right. Av agav de pater val asur. I'm reading from the Rosh in Simon Tes. Av agav de pater val asur. Hecha de shachat kvar hitiu lechasos beis hillel. Ulechatchil lebeis shamay mishum simchas yantiv. This is all part of because Rabbi Abba Demar Rabba Achor Gomer Tichel Afra Pater Alea. Even though Pater Al Aser, so according to Beis Shammai, the Matim Shem Simchas Yantiv. According to Beis Hillel, you're matir because the dievet. Right, right, right. But not only apratichoach, but even there are a couple of stages here, right? You know, there's apratichoach. There's also the deker nut.
Oh, deker nut.
Right. Okay, so that's regarding the basic kisui with afar. The second part of the discussion gets into the explaining what is Efer Kira Muchanu, and what does Efer Kira have to do with anything. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Hachi Kamar ve Efer Kira Muchanu. So it's not an explanation of the Mishnah, it's adding to the Mishnah.
It's adding to, if you happen to use Efer Kira,
If you happen to have Efer Kira, or I guess, you know, if the Gemara were in the Mishnah, so we would say, Im shachat ve yesh lo deker na'utz be'afar tichoach yachpor be'deker v'chase. What does the deker na'utz do, by the way? Why do you need the shovel in the ground? If it's sand or soft dirt, why do you need the shovel to be in the ground?
So that's the hachana, it's the after mukta.
Right, of course that's the hachana. So then it fits in very well.
Right? Yeah, but
the parenthetical phrase is im shachat, and you happen to have a deker na'ut, so you have upper muchan yachpor v'deker v'chase. The Efer Kira Muchanu, and if you don't have deker, you know, if you don't have upper muchan, you have another solution. You have Efer Kira.
Yeah, because you would have that because Ochan Nefesh is mutar, so therefore you're cooking. You get Efer Kira. What do you like that?
Right. Although.
No.
Yeah. So we'll see what Efer is it and all that stuff. Okay.
Well, you have Gerifa Bach Hatzima, so therefore you have to clean it out. You have a pile of Efer Kira.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. So Efer Kira Muchanu. So now again, we have a limitation to Efer Kira. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Lo Shanu Al Shehusak Merav Yontiv Aval Husak Yontiv Asur V'Merav Tzosu Beitza Muter. Panami Achik Shem Efer Kira is only if it's Husak Merav Yontiv Husak Yontiv Asur V'Merav Tzosu Beitza Muter. Right. So the Efer Kira. What Efer Kira are you talking about? Right. In Achinami, you're allowed to cook on Yontiv, so you very well may have lit the fire and you've been cooking or roasting the deer on your fire, and well, I guess that's the problem. It's not going to help. Okay, first you had
the
sheep.
Right.
First you had the sheep, and now you have some ashes left, so you could check the deer. So the Gemara says it's only if the Efer was from fire that was ignited before Yontiv. If the fire was ignited on Yontiv, then it's Mukta. Why?
Hachana.
It's Mukta another. So it's no. Right. Why? Because Mikara Eitzim Hashta Efer. First it was wood.
It's two separate things. It could be Nolad or it could be Mukta. They're both.
The Nolad is a
form. Yeah.
Mukta
Back at right. What did we just say before? Why do you need Deker Na'utz? So that's presumably because of Mukta.
Oh, that's right.
So we see that there. Okay. The Rush actually said. I think the Rush in Simon Yud says. There's discussion around that it might be there a matter of having two drabbanim, right? In other words,
just
no,
you have
no
angles together.
No, Lach Hashem Atzmiyo for Gufa and Mukta together, then two drabonans wouldn't be, you wouldn't be docha two drabonans because in order to do the Kisui Adam, even though it's a mitzvah Asi Daraisa. So Asi Daraisa is not docha two lotases drabonan. Two lotases, I guess, two lotases drabonan. I guess two lotases drabonan are stronger than, right? Oh, whatever. Anyway, it's, yeah. Okay, but in any case, so why is the right? So this is sort of, so this is nolad, but in brayzus also beitza mutter. So if the ashes are hot, then you're allowed to use them to cover the blood. Why?
Because
bitoch,
right? It's you had in mind to use it, and you can use it for something else. Bitoch.
So that's the question. What does that mean, mitoch? Mitoch allows you to do certain melachos.
You have in mind to use this for a certain thing.
But nolad, the mind doesn't help with nolad.
Right.
Nolad is, right, that's
it, it's chazi lahapuribah. That's just right.
That's the difference between mukta and nolad, that the, you know, one of the differences, right? Mukta is a matter of separating and preparing it, but nolad is something brand new. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't prepare it because it's changed form. It's not Noelad because
it's still
8 seconds. Right, so there's a din of Shivrei Kalim, or it's if you break the Kli. So the halacha is if the Kli is still ready to do the original malacha, so it's still considered to have maintained the original form of the Kli, so then it's not Mukta. But if it's not ready to do the same malacha that it was before, that's actually Machokas, whether it has to be Rabbi Yehuda, whether it has to be the same malacha or a different malacha. In any case, this is the same concept that Rishonim say about the wood and the ashes. What is the wood? The wood is a heating element, right? So if the ashes are still functioning as a heating element, it's like a kli that was broken, but it could still serve the same purpose. So it still serves the same purpose of cooking, so therefore it never lost its usefulness, it never really changed. I guess it still remains a heating element, so therefore you could use it for kisidam as well, so it's not new wood. Okay, so that covers Afer. Interestingly, the Brisa, which is brought as a raya for this, actually loops back around into Upper. Hichnis Upper leginaso churboso mutar lechasosbo. Oh, and furthermore, if you brought dirt or soil into your garden,
Erev Yontiv,
you're allowed to do Kisui Adam on Yontiv. V'amar Rehuda machnis Adam lechupaso Upper ve'oseh ba. Called Tarko, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says a person is allowed to bring a basket full of dirt into his house and do with it whatever you want. And so there, part of the confusion is Gemara is that all kind of things are being thrown together. So what's going on here? The afar into his, if you pay careful attention, the Amar of Yehuda that's brought to back up this concept of preparing dirt is.
It avoids the problem of mukta because you're preparing it. Mukta is a hukta.
Right, but what's the difference between that and hichni safar l'ginasul churbasa? What's the difference between the two statements? Hichni safar l'ginasul churbasa mutal chasos bo?
But when is that?
And Rabbi Yehuda says,
it's a small amount, and you might be afraid. I think the word says you might be afraid that it'll be mixed in the floor.
Right. So the biggest difference is one is talking about yontif, one is talking about Shabbos. The other difference is one is talking about putting it into your garden, one is talking about putting it into your house. So in any case, it seems that the concept is we're afraid that it's, you know, if you, the chashash is that it will become part of the ground. And what we're saying is if you set it aside in a certain way that it's clear that it's set aside, then you could assume that it doesn't become part of the ground and you could use it for whatever you might want to use it for. But it's interesting, it's brought us two different things, and I guess clearly the reason on Yontif, why would you bring dirt outside as opposed to on Shabbos bringing dirt inside? I guess on Yontif it's for Kisui Adam. I guess on Shabbos it's for, I don't know what else you do with dirt.
Tzoa, right.
Right. I think
Tzoa
is also something that's
good for the point. No, that's good for the point. Right.
What?
That's good for the point. Your kid in the middle of the dining room.
Right.
What are you going to do? That's why you need dirt.
That's why you need dirt. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so I think that's as far as we want to go. There's the next discussion is about koi, because
yeah, you're right. It says yeah. And koi is there.
Right. So then it gets into an interesting. That's an interesting discussion in itself. Maybe we'll touch upon it a bit later. We'll see how much time we have left. But koi is again. So that brings up the thing about suffix, right? And that's an interesting contrast to the suffix of whether it requires kisui adam versus the suffix of whether you're going to need, right, something like kis doing chasid soa, are you going to need to do chasid soa at all? Sort of suffik and vadai regarding hachana. It's an interesting topic that I didn't manage to crack open, so it's one of the potential topics. Okay, so what I wanted to do is just go through, try to organize it in a way that sort of is prioritizing different options of what you could do for kisui adam, and through that we'll get into a couple of the discussions here within the Rishonim. So the first thing that seems to be the best, the best option that's okay with kuli alma is what's brought last in brisa. In other words, if you actually have dirt that's prepared for covering the dam, then you can do that. If you brought dirt into your nitnisafar, that's something that you could use. If you're miyachad keren zavis, so you're in good shape. The other thing that seems not to be a problem at all is, what's your next priority online that doesn't have any halakhic problems connected to it at all? Eifer kira, and again the eifer kira, if it's eifer kira, right? So if it's eifer from before yontif, you're in good shape. If it's eifer that's still hot, you could still be tole beitza on it, so you're also in good shape. There's no problem at all. If the ashes are not hot, then you have a problem because it's like a shever kli, so it's nolad. And I will mention that Tosa says, we always move the Eifer Kira aside. We put Pashtida is very important. There's a Pashtida there. There's a Pashtida on the heater and the Beis HaChoref with the maid. It comes up. It's very important, the Pashtida. So Rabbeinu Tam says, what do we do? We put the kugel into the fire and we cover it up, and I guess there's ashes all over. And then when Shabbos lunch comes, you move the ashes aside. You take out the kugel, and the ashes are not always hot, right there. Right. So how do you do that? So Rabbi Yitzchak says that you're lacking the taltel mukze on yantiv for ochel nefesh and simchas yantiv. So that's another sort of drabanan discussion. Is the discussion of the doraisas? What's doche? What doraisas are nitchem mifnei simchem mifnei ochel nefesh? Are a little more straightforward. Right, that's what I'm saying. The discussions of Dorais is a little more straightforward. The discussions of sort of what drabbanans are nitchem nesim chasyamtiv is sort of finding in a more roundabout way. So this is one of the things that we allow mishum ochel nefesh and sim chasyamtiv. So you're allowed to move mukta on yantiv for ochel nefesh and sim chasyamtiv. It brings a raya from the third prayer. I'm trying to remember now. The point is, the reason we got into this tosis to begin with, the Yerushalmi says that if you shechted the chayav of an oath, you could cover it the afer apagav shemusak biyom tov shulakom tzaskisim. So b'di'evet, right? So while we said that lechatchila, if you have afar or afer kira, the right type of afer kira, you're in good shape. The Yerushalmi says even if you have the wrong type of afer kira and you already shechted the higher oaf, you could cover it mishum shelolakom tzaskisim. So the mitzvah of kishi adam is nocha the mukta according to Yerushalmi b'di'evet. So according to Yerushalmi, as far as how Yerushalmi explains the rest, you know, you have to remember that we very much limited the whole concept of Deker, Yachor Deker V'chasa, what that really gets you out of. And I guess the other question is, we're talking about L'chatchila D'Yeved, we started the fence beyond in terms of that, so we'll get into that. So that's sort of the first, you know, so the first thing. Now the second, you know, the second option that comes in line is what happens if you don't have afar prepared, you know, it's out of the ground in a basket, or you don't have afar kira that's prepared in any way, but rather you have a similar situation to what it says in the Gemara, where you have somehow a deker notes or something like that. And there we see again that according to the first opinion, which seems to be based Shammai, you could do it l'chatchilam shum simchas yontov, come to Beis Hillel b'di'eved, in order to not be mevatel mitzvah kisui adam. So Rabbeinu Tam has a famous shita that sort of ties into all the other sugyas here. So we take a quick look at all the following mishnayos. We have a bunch of discussions around sort of, I would say similar things to this kisui adam. In other words, a situation where the problem seems to be a drabanan type of problem, and the question is, do we say mishum simchas yontiv, you're going to allow us to do that, or are we going to say no? You're stuck. So the next one was Bishama remain molten as asu mishovach shovach vamateu michal nchalon veisil matirin. The question of moving a ladder, this big ladder. What was the problem? The problem was really, I think it was tircha yontiv. It's just tircha. You have these huge ladders, you have to move them to.
Or if it looks like you're going to fix your roof.
So mitzri, looks like you're going to fix the roof. So it's really things that are drabanan in Tircha or Marasayan, and the question is, could you move this ladder around in order to climb up and get the birds down to shech them and then cover them with the
you can even move it back where you got it from.
So that's again. So there, but there, Beis Hillel say you're allowed. Beis Shammai say it's also. Next Mishnah. Again, which birds are you allowed to take? So it seems to be an issue, some kind of issue of mukta or hachana. The Shammai say you have to prepare the exact birds that you're going to take on Rabbi Yontif. They still say no, it's okay. You could stand and say from afar. You don't have to be so careful about preparing exactly which ones. Another one, Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to take a certain type of plea to cut meat on it. Beis Hillel say you're allowed to. Also regarding putting the hide of the animal, you shechted the animal, you have the hide, you're allowed to put it out in a place where people are going to step on it in order that it won't get spoiled before you have a chance to bring it to the tanner on Motzei Yontif. So again, Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to do that, but Beis Hillel say you are. So we see all these Mishnayos where there is the issue at stake is Simchas Yontif versus some type of Drabanan or some type of Gzeira, but in all the other Mishnayos, Beis Shammai were Machmir and Beis Hillel were Mekel. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about that in the end of Daf Tes, the beginning of Daf Yud, and it sort of, you know, brings up different ukimta chilukim between all the different situations. Well, maybe there's chiluk here, there's chiluk there, everything is different. The bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan muchlev sashita. So you switch it around. Guess what? You put the switcheroo And then it all comes out straight. You know, it's Bishamai. In our Mishnah, it's not Beis Hillel who say lo yishchot. It's Beis Shammai who say lo yishchot. And Beis Hillel say you're allowed to shech, and then it all works out. That's Rabbi Yochanan, but there's also another opinion. There's Inami. So it's there are two tamachokas. So Rabbeinu Tam, and I guess in general, Shonei Ashkenaz held that's actually la halacha. We switch the shittas around, and therefore, in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel are the ones who are Mekel, Beis Shammai are the ones who are Machmir. Of course, the significance of this, we always paskin like Beis Hillel, and so we can follow the Mekel opinion. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar. Odom Rabbeinu Tam, Tameani Yalmai Tzricha Olam Hachana L'Kisei. Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't understand why people require Hachana, presumably of the dirt, for Kisui Adam. Based on the way he learns the Gemara, I guess, first and foremost, Zachora need to be made na Rusi, lo yu matzrichin akala for Mufan. When I was young, nobody worried about having a Farmuchan. We shechted animals, and then we found dirt. We covered the blood. So he says, "You don't." Achatal if you mashatoa olam tzurim shemulchavas tashita lo kaya ashochet beisil lechem ufiach hamatzichin achana. So now these days, people are learning the sugya wrong. They don't understand that mulchavas tashita means that beisil say that you're allowed to be chofer and do kisui adam, and that's why everybody thinks that you need hachana for the eifer. Okay, so that's. So that's Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar. Rabbeinu Tam says, really, we hold that you could be shochek, you could dig, yachor, bedeka, bichase. You don't have to, what are you preparing? You don't have to prepare anything. Don't worry about it. You could always do kisui adam on yantiv if you wanted to shecht a chaya or o. So it's a question.
Yeah, but there is a man, the Amar, who says that there's only muksa be yantiv, not in Shabbos. So you can use whatever you want to use.
That's
if Yantav is keel, it's easier. Yeah, you need
a Muxa is Hummer on Yantav. I think the Paschal Muxa is Hummer. But no, the Ries, what do you mean? The Deker Nauz and Afrati Choach applied both to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The question was whether it's the Chatchila or B'dyeved. If you have a shovel in the ground and the ground is soft, then Beis Shammai say, or again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Beis Hillel say you could shech l'chatchila, and Beis Shammai say you can't shech l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, then you could use the shovel and cover do kisui adam. But everybody holds that you can't do anything if you don't have the shovel in the ground. Right, so that's a risa. Ritamala Briz, his nephew Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Af lefiver ushanami lekol apachos savre beisil ma'idikas savre beishami mikara." Right, so if you're going to switch him around, that's okay. But at the very least, beisil hold what beishami, what we thought beishami hold, and beishami bo decker notes.
So again, now we hold that even if it's stila the kula, so you need decker. It's apati chorach, so you don't have chayfer. You don't have like trina. Sorry. And there's no problem of muksa, right? Because it's stronger than muksa. So why do you need a deker nose?
It's avati choach.
I'm just asking the pshat more. After we hold it, there's no ketisha because it's avati choach.
Right.
And we hold that the muksa is not as strong as the kisui adam.
Wait, why are you saying muksa is not as strong as kisui adam?
Because the muksa is it more limited. You didn't deal with muksa. And without choifer guma. So why do we need the deca notes?
For mukta
of what? The apron?
Yeah.
Of the
offer. Yeah, let me straighten that out. It's gone on for 1,000 years.
But you put the shovel in, so it's just like
that's
how
you prepare the mukta?
Yeah. So
let me try again.
Right. So the Rishon says, right, what do you mean you don't have to do anything? You have to have a Deker Nose, you have to have a Fatifoach, you have to have...
Yeah, but the difference between B'dieven and Chatzila here is if you do the Shechita, then it's you have to you cover it. But if you don't do the Shechita, you can't dig the ground.
Again? The difference...
It has to be after the Shechita.
Right, that's actually, we didn't get into that. That was actually Machlokas in the previous Gemara, whether you dig first, prepare the ground, then shecht into it, and then cover it again. So that's actually a discussion as well, whether you could do it before, to dig before you actually do the shechita, or only after you do the shechita. But in any case, so Rabbeinu Tam seemed to say, you don't have to prepare anything. Reece says, what do you mean you don't have to prepare anything? Kuli Alma, even according to Bishan and Basil, you have to have Decker notes, you have to have Afer Tichoch. Right, so it appears that Rabbeinu Tam, so you see, Rabbeinu Tam seems to say there are two machlokes going on here, which seem to be unrelated. One is the question of whether it's the Chatzila B'dieved. The other question is whether you require Decker notes at all. So it could very well be that when we say Bafer Tichoach, the whole, what Ori asked at the beginning, this whole discussion around who should issue Decker notes, is that according to Yisrael and Yishamai, so Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold that it's not necessarily, right, this might only be referring to the Shita of Yishamai.
And if you have every here, you don't need that either.
Offer to cough.
Right. Where's Rabbeinu Tam say before? What was the minhag when he was young? He just did anything? What did they do?
What?
Didn't do a Kisei Adam.
What if you...
What did Rabbeinu Tam say he did when he was young?
No, in his youth they didn't prepare. They didn't prepare dirt. They shechted and then they got Efer and they covered it. So the Yamash Shlomo. Right. So the question is: so what does Rabbeinu Tam mean? What did he actually do? Did they actually go out and dig in the ground and offer she'eno tichola and do real tina or so? What did he actually do?
Actually, from the lesson of the Mishnah itself, one would get the impression that Decker Nog is only from the second Tana, whoever which one it is, because the first Tana does not mention Decker Nog. First Tana, which is listed here as Beit Shammai, Yachmor B'Decker V'Yachaseh.
Yeah.
And only Decker Notes is only mentioned when it's talking second about Beis Hillel.
Well, Decker
so
Notes
one could definitely learn that, as you say.
Also by Decker.
Yeah, definitely could learn that.
The Lashon of the Mishnah just said Yachor V'Decker V'Yachaseh. It didn't say
but
it with notes.
But that's talking about it with respect to the second Tana.
Here I'm saying the Lashon and the Mishnah regarding what you do the Decker is the same Lashon for both, right? They shamarim yachpo v'deker v'chase. They still say, but modim im shachat shi yachpo v'deker v'chase. So the expression in both cases is yachpo v'deker v'chase. The question is the chaschira v'dieved. Decker notes is only brought down in the Gemara. Yeah, for the
so
moment,
it would pertain to both.
But yeah, the Pshan, the Mishnah sounds like you dig and you just dig it up. So there we should have sort of a cross sheet of the smog as well. Say that we're some mechamer b'nei tam if there was shechita already and you didn't have afra, so not lechatchila. B'nei tam is lechatchila. You can be shochet and then take care of the kisui adam. Smug says, well, we don't do lechatchila, but b'dieved. So that's a little bit of a funny shita, because on the one hand, he seems to hold that, right, that not mukutas hashita.
Right, but he's passing.
Because it's only b'dieved. But on the other hand, he said that you could, even if you don't have afra mucham b'od yom, even if you don't have Decker notes, you could still do something.
So where does the Efekira come in?
The Efekira was a different discussion. That's not related to... That's not related. That's not related.
It was already more
kind
of
It's already,
yeah, of course.
There's no issue of tchina there, at least tochen. So Yam Shlomo says that that it seems like there's the Rebbeinu Tam came from a little bit of a different perspective. What do you do without tekenos according to Rebbeinu Tam? The answer is you just use dirt that doesn't require digging. In other words, it's not that Rebbeinu Tam didn't understand that you necessarily have to
find some
dig
there.
It up. In other words, if you have the chidush is that you could be chofer v'deker and mechaseh if you have the shovel in the ground. So you could then you could use the deker. But even if you don't have the shovel in the ground, you could go gather enough dirt that you could do kisui adam without doing harisha. Right. So in other words, according to the Yom Shel Shlomo, Rebbeinu Tam also holds by this whole discussion of what is the metzius with the deker, right? It's the same metzius of having a deker, so it makes it muchan, it's afer ticholach, but that is a chidush the other way. In other words, what you could do without having to worry about it, without having to prepare anything, is you could just go and gather dirt. And that's what about muktzeh? Right. So that would be exactly the point that according to Beit Simchas Yontiv,
Trump's book.
Oh, so
right.
So
that's what Simchas Yontiv
does. So
Yudai
is true regarding muktzeh. If Yudai is only Yudai is referring to Beit only regarding muktzeh, but not regarding melachah. I mean, the other melachahs of Trino and
right.
Chericho, they also may cause problems.
Right, again, right, then you'll have to say that muktzeh is only overcome. You can only overcome one drabbanon
for
simchas yontiv, not two.
They said, the first time
they
said
yachov
v'deker
v'chazi.
Well,
what's pshat yachov v'deker v'chazi? The same. No, the pshat is the same. You could even use a deker.
Oh, it's the same situation, but you don't need to get.
Deker, but you don't have to prepare. You don't have to prepare anything. You could just go
so
and
what point? What point does harisha begin? Does harisha begin when you put this thing in the ground or when you shovel?
Oh, so that was the point that I was trying to make before. The harisha is not overcome because of the shovel. Harisha is overcome because we're talking about dirt that's not
yeah,
in the parsha of being choresh, right? It's soft.
It's broken up.
Right, so you know, it's putting the deker in the ground overcomes muktzeh, but the type of ground that it is what helps you get out of the harisha. That's the that seems to be the notion. I really didn't cover it comprehensively enough. So
I think that's Rashi, isn't that Rashi?
Yeah, I think. They never say. I mean, Rashi. I didn't see Rashi here explicitly say that the deker is specifically for muktzeh. I saw that in other Rishon. I actually saw somebody say b'shem Rashi, but I didn't see it in Rashi here. I guess I'm missing something. Yeah, I guess I'll just open the Rambam has a little bit. So the Rambam's interesting. Oh, I guess we'll finish off with the Rambam. It's Rambam. My father, who sent me the newest version of the Bar Ilan CD, which is a great thing, has lots of stuff. Okay, so the Rambam, it's sort of interesting because somehow these halakhos are overlap two prakim in the Rambam. So Perek Beis in Hilchos Yontiv in the Rambam seems to be talking about, and I don't have an answer for this, so just talking it through. I'm sure we'll get some good good ideas here, but you know, a lot of it has includes the other discussions around muktza, and actually it's mainly muktza, I guess.
Well, muktza and charisha, one's be the rabbanon, one's be the raisa.
Yeah.
So,
halacha yudches, the last halacha in Perek Bey is the Rambam says, hamachnis afar me'erv yom tov, im yichid lo b'chatzer keren zavis, hara ze muchan, mutar l'tatlo v'lasos bo kol tzeracha. Right, so this is, what was this? This is machnis afar. That's the Rav Yehuda, right? Okay, so you can, if you bring afar and erev yom tov, you can do whatever you want with it. Chen eifer shehusak me'erev yom tov muchan. It's actually, I think it's more the corresponds to the brisa. So you have your afar, you have your eifer. You know, afar, if you prepare it on erev yom tov, it's muchan. I guess eifer too. If it's burnt on erev yom tov, it's muchan. V'shehusak be'yom tov. Kozman shehu cham kedilitzos v'beitza muta tatlo shadayin eshu. He says, as long as it's still hot, it's still fire, then it's then you have to be tatlo in lava, so tatlo in eshu no lad.
Well, there's also the problem with Shabbos that they require it to be cleaned out from the kira, so in order to use the kira, it has to be cut to the garum. You can remove.
On Shabbos?
On Yom Tov, on Yom Tov.
Right, we're talking about Yom Tov. Yeah, Shabbos, I don't think you wouldn't be doing
that. Yeah,
this.
No, that's right.
Exactly. Right. Can't carry Eish on Shabbos. Vim lava shatatelo pnei who nola. Mishael deker, okay, so we're going in the order that we went.
Right.
You have your Afer, you have your Afer, that's all good. Mishael deker, no, it's Merav Yom Tov, v'nitko v'yom tov, v'hela Afer. If you have a deker notes. This must have been a pretty common thing.
They didn't have the Home Depot shoulder, shovel rack.
Farmers.
Yep. V'nitko b'yom tov v'hela afar. So if you happen to have Decker notes, and you pick it up, look at that. I just picked up a Decker, and there's afar on it. Im haya osa afar ticha achareze mechase bo b'tatlo. V'hela gush afar ez lo yiktosho sav yom tov. So again, Decker notes, afar tichoach. If you happen to pick up a shovel and there's afar tichoach on it, then you could use it.
When you take it and you don't know if it's tichoach or not, there's a chashem of chachilo
shenot. No, you do know, because otherwise it's a big lump. This way it comes out, it's soft.
No, but the way he described it is that only after you do it you see if it's tichoach or not. So I think that if you take a chance that it may be not tichoach, you can't use it, then you
say you can't use it.
I'm not getting it for the Yad of Shel Moshe, but it has minchas chinuch. That's more interest. So it's the Rambam is interesting because if you notice, he has a lush. The way he's describing it is to me it just sounded a little funny, but it's b'dievet. So loshon is b'dievet. If you had deker notes, but it's not b'dievet. If you shechted an animal and you have a deker notes.
Right.
You could use it. If you have a Decker notes and you picked it up and it has Efer Tichoach, then you could use that Efer Tichoach for whatever you want. I guess you could put it aside, just like your Afar, and then use it. So that Lashon was a little funny,
but
there's...
He's holding like Yusham, like that Yusham is supposed to use it. He's not saying that if you chef, then that you can go and do it.
Well...
Saying, look, you have it.
Right. Right. We'll see what he says about B'dievet in the next halacha, which is the beginning of the next parak. So the Magen Mishnah says, Miloshim Rabbeinu nira b'bir she'ein mutar lishchot asmach deker notes. She'kach kasa v'nitko v'chulei. V'chin kasa per gimel v'yen lafar mucha no'e per kira v'chulei. Right. So it's B'dievet on... So it seems to be according to Rambam B'dievet, which makes sense, again, because what do we say? Rabbeinu Tam holds Mufad Sashita, but if you look at the Rif brings the Mishnah as they are, and as we know, the Rif, the Rambam, they generally tend to agree. except for 30 places that I wrote down somewhere. So the Rambam holds that that according to Beis Hillel, you cannot shech based on having the dekker notes. Only if you have afar muhan or efer muhan could you actually shech b'chatchila. All right. Lashon still sound, yes, but the b'dieved is interesting because he doesn't say, you know, he doesn't say b'feirush misha shachat. Then you could the yesho yachud deker notes, but you know the dievet is like if you happen to pick up the deker notes, then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but okay. The evidence I feel there is too vague.
Yeah, it's not clear. I think there. I actually had a note on my old Rambam. I found my old Rambam from I think high school, and I had a note that the Rambam, even though the Lashon sounds like the Dievet, it's actually the Chatchila. I'm pretty sure I got that from somewhere. I didn't find the source for that. About that halacha. I have to look, dig a little deeper. Unless I was just wrong on that. But that
does sound like it's the
Dievet. It does sound like it was Dievet. I think I saw somewhere where there was... anyway, I'll have to look into that. Next parak, first halacha. Mi shehayo lo afar muchan o efer shemuchal tatu lo hayo shochet chaya ve'ofu mechase dama.
So he does it first then. He gets it there first.
So I mean the difference seems to be that in the last parak the subject was afar and efer, and here the subject is shechita.
Yeah.
Right, so it sort of ties in, it flows, but here we're focusing more on the shechita. So if you have afar or efer that you're allowed to be metaltel, as we described in the previous halacha, then you could do it. Vim ein lo afar muchan or efer metaltel is a lo yishchot. Right. If you don't have upper afer, no shechita, no chicken for you.
So the Rambam is not taking the answer of what is shechita.
Yeah, no, for sure. Vim avar v'shachat. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You do it without tisui.
You cover it after yontif.
You leave it.
Nobody mentioned that possibility. You cover the dam.
No,
because
Tosafot
says
Yerushalmi is about that. That's what it would be.
No, the Yerushalmi said
that
you can. He doesn't pass
that. So what's the other option?
You leave it. But he says you cover it after you.
Yeah, I see.
It's two separate.
You cover after if it's still in existence. It's gone.
Right.
No. So that's Yerushalmi can say that. That's the whole point. Yerushalmi saying don't do that.
No, he's saying why is it lacquer?
Because it's
won't
not
be there.
Be there.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I mean, I guess this ties into the next thing that we're not going to get to talk about, but the Rambam ties that into the koi. V'chein bria shi safek imichayim behema, also known as a koi. Ein shochtin osav yontu im shachat loy chased domad la'erb. So there too, you have a suffix.
But he says it still needs kisui.
It needs kisui. You can't do it on yontif.
So without bracha.
Afilu hayalo afar muchan or efer shememah haruah chayav adoyis yifilchah kisdom biyomtu bevoru lahat yichavu. Okay, that's a totally different story. That's I guess idoch zug more for the rest of the. You know, that's the other part of the Gemara. But that's that's that. And in some ways we saw sort of different levels of having. Afar muhan, efer muhan, the thing that sort of carries through in all these sugyas is that machlokes b'shamay b'shul about being about allowing things at tzorach yontif, which Rabbeinu Tam switches the Mishnah here for, and it seems like the other Rishonim Sfarad do not switch that for. Other thing of interest that came out is mukta being nidcha mishum simchas yontif or tzorach ochel nefesh. On the other hand, two drabanans. Right. The other question. Right. So that's the other tricky part. The other question is kisui adam itself, is that considered?
Why not? That's what I'm saying.
No, but is that considered tzorach ochel nefesh? No, the fact that we're not matir kisui adam.
You can eat it with that.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. In other words, I was saying on the one hand we're matir. Right,
otherwise, it contradicts the whole pashtita business of the same.
So we're matir, right? We're matir rabbanon l'tzorach ochel nefesh, but the question is then, what about two rabbanons? What about two rabbanons? Would that also be mutter, or is that, or would that be mutter by tzorach ochel nefesh? And the reason it's not by kisui is because kisui is only kisui, not tzorach ochel nefesh.
Right.
Or is that sort of general rule? And that's
How does kisui work? It says,